The Commission of Inquiry on the Attitudes of Queensland's Police Services Towards Domestic Violence and Family Violence was released on Monday, following complaints of a lack of response and support for these victims. It was found that there are multiple structural issues within the Queensland Police and that the attitudes of senior officers facilitate this dismissal of cases as well. Dr. Jacqueline Drew, senior lecturer at the Griffith Criminology Institute, is an expert on criminology and police mental health. Kate Sarp asked Dr. Drew why the report concluded that the attitude of senior officers inhibited the policing of domestic and family violence. A warning, the following content discusses distressing topics such as domestic violence and family violence.
So the report is reflective of a number of shortcomings that have been identified across the police agency. Police agencies are hierarchical in nature. We rely on senior leaders to lead the organisation in an ethical, efficient way for our policing services. There's been identified flaws at all levels of the agency, but I guess particularly in policing, leaders are often called out for not showing the leadership that perhaps they could have in identifying and then addressing shortcomings within the agency.
There were claims made by Judge Deborah Richards about sexist and racist behaviours within the senior officers. Do you think this is actually the case?
For decades and decades, policing organisations have been plagued in Australia and across the world by claims of sexism and misogyny and racism due to the hierarchical and also the male-dominated nature of policing. Unfortunately, the uncovering of these issues within the Queensland Police Service certainly are not specific to Queensland. Unfortunately, we see these issues in almost all policing agencies throughout the world, and the light has really been shed this time on Queensland Police. A few years ago, we saw similar reports come out regarding Victoria Police and issues of sexual harassment that was running rife in that agency at the time as well. So it's certainly not an uncommon experience, unfortunately, in policing to have some of those elements. The key issue is how agencies respond. It's like any workplace, it's very difficult to get rid of the entirety of negative workplace behaviours. All workplaces have those challenges, and perhaps given the nature of policing, we see it as more prevalent. Certainly it's now up to agencies, once they see the prevalence and they really understand what's going on in their agencies, to respond appropriately and to find mechanisms the best they can to stamp out that type of behaviour.
What can you recommend the Queensland Police Service do to change this attitude and provide support for officers?
The reaction of the police agency needs to be swift and it needs to be efficient. There's already determination that the recommendations will be accepted by the Queensland Government and then subsequently by the agencies. What now needs to be done is the claims and the evidence that has been presented in that report need to be clearly considered by the agency from two perspectives. One, how to reform policies and procedures, and also, as you mentioned in your question, support. At the end of the day, police officers are human within this organisation, so we need to ensure that police officers within the organisation are treated with empathy, just as we expect police officers to have that same attitude when they go out into our communities. It's now up to the agency to respond in a swift and efficient way to support everyone, the community, as well as officers inside the agency, and also to implement and reform procedures and processes that have actually led to some of these challenges and shortcomings.
For victims who feel unsupported by the Queensland Police, are there other avenues for them to receive help?
Police agencies across the world, including Queensland, to some degree, have been looking at better ways of including other service providers. So we know that domestic and family violence is a police issue. It's something that police need to respond to, but police are one part of the puzzle, one part of the response. The report also clearly indicated this is a joint problem, this is a shared problem. We need to have also sufficient support services that work in tandem with police. Police are nearly the only agency we have in our communities that's 24/7, so they will be the front line. But being the front line doesn't mean it has to stop at the front line. Those support services and getting resources to those support services, so when police are recommending to victims of this type of crime that they can reach out and seek psychological or financial support or whatever they need, we also need to ensure that there's sufficient resources available for those, usually community agencies, to also be there for victims. Because when the police walk away from the incident, they hope that those support services then can step in and help victims. And we've seen some really great recommendations in the report around, you know, that co-responder model, so embedding support services alongside of police.
Dr. Jacqueline Drew, Senior Lecturer in Criminology at Griffith University, and in that report by Kate Sapp. If the content in this story has raised any issues for you, you can call Full Stop Australia for support. Their number is 1800 385 578.